It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the Back Page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Every day at this time, Bo Johnson, well, Bo's here the whole 3 hours, but turns his mic on and dazzles us with incredible stories.
Hey, I'll try not to disappoint today. So, usually on Tuesdays during football season, there's lots of fun audio because of Monday Night Football. And this one, the premiere of Monday Night Football is no different. Lots of great stuff. We'll start here with Monday Night Countdown. And they had a special guest star, Jason Kelce, on the show. And it turns out Jason Kelce is just like the rest of us. In a minute.
Future gold jacket wearer. He got a podcast that apparently is doing fairly well. And all that said, Jason Kelce is wearing a shirt he got at the mall because he left his travel bag
in
the truck.
It too.
Left the bag in the truck.
My fits my belly now. I've lost a little bit of weight, but my tits are still struggling.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were going to have to bleep that. Yeah. He said that on TV.
Yes, and the funny thing
was... I was curious about that, too, but I'm always better
shirt. The shirt was so funny.
Yeah.
Because it kept opening up right around his chest area.
Anybody who's ever worn a dress shirt that they got when maybe they were in better shape has been through this.
Yes.
Where the buttons kind of stay there, but the shirt pulls.
Yes. And it kept pulling on him.
Yeah, so you could see right in there.
Yeah, man. So
I guess he forgot his clothes.
Yeah, man. He's gonna be fun. He's gonna be fun on that show with him and Spears and RC.
It's a really good
combo. It's gonna be pretty fun.
And Scott Van Pelt running it, man.
Yeah,
that's a great group.
Yeah, it's gonna be funny.
So on to the Manning cast now. Where look, Peyton will express frustration when he's frustrated about stuff, and he gets very, very frustrated about Brandon Ayuk dropping a football. I mean, a pass.
We need the reps.
Oh.
Get those contracts done earlier so we can get in training camp. We don't drop balls on opening night.
Right, it's probably one thing catching passes, running routes. All of a sudden, you're laying out for a pass, full speed, diving. That's, you know, that's why, those happen in camp. You make those, you practice those. That's just a little rusty right there.
You're still catching balls in a high school field from some quarterback that's 45 years old, my age. You're not catching balls from your quarterback. Get signed, get in camp, and we don't drop the ball.
There you go.
No, now he would have made that catch last year. Brandon Ayuk makes those catches.
Yeah. Cut his hair off.
It was a hard catch.
Cut his hair off.
Yeah, man. He got
the Julio
makes that catch next week.
Yeah, but no,
Julio was always better when his hair was longer.
Yeah, he got to make that catch, though, because, I mean, outside the money.
Catch the ball. Hit the ball. Hit your hands. He was diving for it.
The ball was in his hand.
The ball was in his hand, exactly.
But, these guys dive and make catches. That's what you do. It's your job. Dive and catch it. Yeah, they were very fired up. Very funny about that.
So, y'all actually had already mentioned nice Bill Belichick earlier. Bill was on the Manning cast last night. And burying beefs, man, just like nice people do.
Coach, we've had lots of battles on the field. It's an honor to be your teammate tonight. My only advice, when in doubt, make fun of Eli, right? Does that work for you?
No, not at all. I'm not making fun of Eli. I'm not throwing any stones at him because he'll toss some boulders back at me.
Yep.
You're damn right.
Eli, can we have a peace treaty?
Peace, Coach. We got total peace. You know, hey, I got all the respect for you right there, Coach. I'm not saying anything. Nothing mean. All my jokes are going at Peyton.
All right, I'm good on that.
God, I hate this new Belichick.
You don't like the new Belichick? I think it's funny because this is probably actually who he is. I don't think he's faking any of this.
Everybody I know who knows says Bill is that. That's that. Bill is being
this
Bill.
Is the real Bill?
Yeah, this is Bill. No, don't never get twisted. This is the real Bill. Yeah, but I don't like it.
You just like Grumpy Bill.
I like Grumpy Bill.
Yeah.
I like Grumpy Bill.
Yeah.
But
I watched a bit of it when he was on there. When they would really dig into the football stuff, it was great. Like, obviously, he knows what he's talking about. So do they. Eli doesn't really do any of that stuff.
Eli don't give a damn.
Eli's unwilling. Peyton's doing all kinds of X's and O's, and Eli just wants to make a joke about it. But when Peyton and Belichick were really digging into some of it with how well the 49ers run game was going last night, it was fun to listen to. They got to get that delay figured out.
Yes.
Because they're in different locations, obviously, and Bill is where he is. The delay made it.
It's a good 5 seconds.
They made it brutal.
Oh, really?
So they got to get that figured out because all they would do is talk. And it's not – they're only talking over each other because they didn't know whether or not the guy was done or not or if he had started. So, yeah, they got to get the technology amped up on that one. But other than that, I thought it was great.
Then lastly, they had Adam Sandler on, star of the up-and-coming Happy Gilmore 2.
Ugh.
Didn't speak much about the movie, but Adam Sandler was on. Adam Sandler's a Jets fan. He was on while Aaron Rodgers made an interception.
Run, Adam, because you don't want to get his throw it every single time against this pass rush.
Right. Right.
Oh no!
See, see, maybe you should get rid of me. I don't want to be here. I'm going. That was terrible, fellas.
That's all we get.
Well, I shouldn't be here, man. This was a mistake for you guys and for the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, you're not a bad luck guy.
Nah, you know, it's the Jets.
It's the Jets.
You've been alive long enough to know that it's not your fault.
Yeah, yeah. He's going there. The Jets will be fine.
You think so?
No, I don't know. Because that defense got roughed up last night.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. San Francisco does that to people.
Yes.
But that's supposed to be their strength, right? Like, that D-line is supposed to be a real...
They're roughed up.
Real positive for New York. They got rammed on.
Yeah, they're roughed
up. Like, whatever they wanted. So, I don't know. I think Aaron Rodgers will probably be okay.
Yeah,
I
think he will.
The rust will sort of come off. There was glimmers of good play last night. Their receiving corps is not great.
No.
Like, Garrett Wilson's awesome, but, like, Allen Lazard.
He caught two passes, but he dropped the first third down.
Come on.
Aaron put it right there, too.
Yeah, just, we can't.
Bloop.
Yeah.
So, look a little bit in there.
I was wondering that last night. I was watching it. I was like, do they even have a tight end?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, who plays tight end for them right now?
Curious.
Yeah, it's a great question. Who?
He's there. He's on the team. Conklin.
Who? Oh, he is?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
So y'all spoke a little bit about this yesterday. It was Tom Brady's performance on Sunday, and I say performance, you know, a little lightly. So here's Dan Patrick on Tom Brady needing to relax a little bit.
We talked about this last week, and I said Tom Brady knows football. He has to know television. He has to understand TV. He didn't understand TV yesterday.
Yeah. No lies there, really.
Yeah, people want to see him do so bad. It's amazing.
I don't think Dan Patrick wants to see him.
No, I'm not saying Dan.
Oh, okay.
But it's amazing when you're as great at something as he was, and he was great.
Yeah.
When that greatness, you get an opportunity to take a shot. It's can't wait.
Yes.
Can't wait to take a shot.
People have been lining up waiting to see Tom Brady be bad at something. Also, just a lot of broadcast experts. Like, I didn't know how many people were so tuned in.
Because they don't respect the fact of how he got the gig.
Oh.
People are mad about G.O.
Well, it's just like, it was really interesting criticism. I was like, all right, really?
Yeah.
Like, I think he'll be okay.
I think he'll be all right.
The only thing that he can't fix is he's got kind of a squeaky voice.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't sound like, you know.
He'll get those vocal cords stretched out and worked
out. That's that TB12 stuff. He's got to scrap that.
No.
You got to get some whiskey in there, all right?
Because you know that avocado shrink up your voice box.
Everybody
knows
that. I
did not know that.
You haven't been drinking avocado or eating avocados before the back page, have you?
Avocado shrinks
never before the back page.
It shrinks up the voice box.
He's got to rough that throat up.
Yeah, man.
He's got to get some cigars,
cigars,
bourbon, something.
He need to get on the Michael Jordan thing. Him and Michael boys.
Great.
Yeah, so he's going to have them.
That's fine. If Mike likes the dark tequila, the reposado tequila.
Yeah, man.
Get on that. The vocal cords are too clean.
Get on that little thin ass cigars that Mike smoked. They're probably about $200 a cigar.
Yeah, that's what he needs.
Them little thin ones
that's
and them
Tom Brady
wood grain eyes, man.
The most intelligent comment on Tom Brady's performance on Sunday came from Colin Cowherd to me, because this is exactly what Tom Brady's going to do with his footage from Sunday.
I thought he was nervous today, especially in the first half. But my takeaway is go to week 8. Tom's going to literally go home tonight.
We're breaking down broadcasters like it's a game.
Studying the film.
Again, Cowherd and Dan Patrick have ground to stand on in terms of talking about this.
Because they're the biggest in the business.
They're great broadcasters.
But, yeah, I saw the beginning of the broadcast, and Tom was, like, nervous. He went to go dap up the rules guy. It was pretty damn funny.
It was pretty awkward. Yeah,
he's probably already studied his own tape, like, you know, 12 times.
Probably.
Yeah.
He's going to be fine.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know. I get it now because I guess broadcasters are making, like, player-type contracts, and it's public so people know it. But, like, I don't know, man. I think we're doing a little bit too much with some of the way we cover ourselves.
And G.O. is great. G.O. is still great.
Yeah.
He's great. He is. He's just not Tom Brady. And I mean the – Tom Brady, not the calling of him. I'm just talking about.
But he's
all
been
Brady.
Doing it for a little while too.
Yeah,
he's probably be okay. Or maybe he won't. Like, mute it then.
And Tom's living the life. So Tom ain't, well, I don't even know where the Fox game of the week. He ain't even got to go until game day. Can't go to the facility.
Yeah, he shows up and talks.
Can't go interview nobody.
He's not allowed to do any of the
pre-game stuff.
Maybe that's why he bought into the Raiders in the first place, because it's going to help him to show up and talk on the Fox
great.
Job.
Less work. I don't know.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.